Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 219. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. It's Friday. Thank you, everybody, for coming out and listening today. We didn't really come out anywhere, but thanks for listening. And what we've decided to do on Fridays is this is our rapid fire show. Anything we have left in the tank that we didn't bring all week, we let it out on this show. So get ready, because we're going to have some fast app action on this show. Let me introduce the co-host first, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
My rapidicity is ready to fire.
All right. Looking forward to that. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
DGIF brothers. I think Rapid Fire Friday may have a ring to it, kind of. Might be something we might want to, patent.
Yeah, I think I like it. It's the start of something, a theme. Why don't you start us off with Rapid Fire Friday, Eric?
Sure will. I got to say thank you to Kevin McLaughlin for mentioning this app to me. He specifically said in a Google Plus post that this is a good game for non-gamers. And I've never seen this game before. It's called The Ministry of Silly Walks, W-A-L-K-S, not the Chinese kind. And it's taken from Monty Python. And basically, it's a video game where you've got, and it's very well, very, very, very well done game. If you're into Monty Python, or if you even used to like Monty Python, you'll get a kick out of this. It's got a lot of good narrative in the background. But it's just this, you've got this character who, there's a skit of Monty Python that where a guy, there's a Ministry of Silly Walks where they're, commanded to walk silly. And this guy just walks kind of funny down the street, and it's kind of like a run game where you have to jump and slide down and avoid obstacles as you keep moving forward, walking with this funny walk, silly walk.
It looks really good. I love the ragdoll physics of the character.
Yeah. And the physics when you get hurt are kind of nice, the way he kind of falls over and things like that. Kind of similar to the app I brought a week or two ago with the parkour. Kind of the same kind of physics on the person as that. But no, this was right up my alley. I am a Monty Python fan. I wouldn't say I'm a fanatic of it, or I'm totally into it, but I've enjoyed The Meaning of Life. I learned a lot from that movie through my childhood. I've always liked it.
It's good you take knowledge from that as your childhood.
Oh yeah. Yep. That movie's important for kids. Teaches you where babies come from and all kinds of stuff. The beauty of childbirth.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
It sounds there you awesome. Go. Netflix. I don't know if it's on Netflix or not, but the Meaning of Life. It's a good one.
I like this one. Funny game.
My next one, since we're doing it fast, is a game that's very similar because it's based on a TV show. This is almost the opposite, though. This game is not awesome. It's called Family Guy, The Quest for Stuff. I wanted to like this game. I really like the Family Guy. I like watching the cartoon. It's hilarious, very vulgar and stuff, not child friendly exactly, but I enjoy their humor a lot. The thing is, this is very repetitive background sounds, and the physics is just okay playing the game. It's not the same kind of game. You just kind of got to tap and go do something over here and tap and do this over there. And I didn't get very far before I got frustrated with just the sound, because it says to play it with your headphones in. So I did. Probably a mistake. I just didn't like the repetition of the character saying very short little blurps.
Sweet. Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I think there's been other games in the past that have been similar to that, and there's something annoying to me about that kind of thing.
That sucks.
But if you like the Family Guy, give it a try. I mean, I really wanted to like it a lot more, because I like the show. I played the South Park game on the Xbox is very fun, and I like the South Park show too.
If it's the game I think it is, supposedly that is the greatest game ever made of that type of gaming genre.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
I think I got it for my birthday for myself. I haven't played it all the way through or nothing. Actually, I haven't played it since my birthday, but I found it enjoying for the small amount of time that I did play it. My next app in this Friday rapid fire is called... I might have just put it in there twice. Anyway. No, I didn't. This is called Trivia Crack. Basically, it's kind of like Words with Friends, but of a trivia nature where they ask questions and you're playing against other people online to see who, I don't know, is smarter at getting trivia questions right, really.
Let me ask you something. It's tough to do trivia these days online without knowing the other person's cheating by how fast his Google skills are. Is this something that can be, is this a factor in playing this?
You know what? Good point. No, yeah, you probably could cheat. I think you got to, do you have a time though? I don't remember. I haven't played this for a couple weeks, honestly. It's been sitting there. I don't remember if there was a time or not, but I never cheated. So maybe you couldn't. Gotcha. I know I never went on Google to try to find the answers to these.
Gotcha.
Myself. And I was just, and it was like go ahead.
Sorry. Did you play other people?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say I was playing other people, but it kind of gave me the feeling that those other people were bots. You know what I mean? Yeah, I've played other games where they say that they're another person, but there's just something about the way they play the game. They just don't seem too real. Like maybe they might have missed an obvious question here or took too long to answer one. I don't know. Something. I don't think they were really real people that they matched. They supposedly matched me up with people of my same, you know, score level. But
that's funny. Yeah, well, you think Max Cavazzini is real? I'm sorry, Cavazzani.
No. Is he in the screenshots? Is he?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, probably. It was a girl that I was up against. Oh, Max looks pretty. Yeah, because he's at Eater Max. Sure.
No bot the ones you guys were playing with didn't have, the guys you were playing with didn't have a tag like that.
I only played against one or two people, and then I get a notification after they caught up to me. You know, I play a couple rounds, and then they would play later, and I get a notification.
Gotcha. So, do you like it?
Yeah, I do. It was good. I haven't went back and played it a whole lot. I haven't been missing it really, but I thought it was nice.
It looks nice. Awesome. What else you got? Anything?
Let me see. I think that's it. Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool, man. That was a good little round. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, we'll save the best for last. I'm sure Dor's got about 10 times what I just had.
I guess we'll find out. Dor, what do you have?
Okay, well, bringing this up,
Rapid Fire Friday, so you have to talk as fast as the Micro Machines guy from the 80s.
Then you're at a loss. I'm bringing up this first app because I know I brought up lots of actually apps like this in the past, but I like competition in other apps, and it's an app I need yet again. It's called Mobile Compare. It's a very quick, easy way to look at two phones or tablets or a phone and a tablet and compare them to see how their specs and how their traits and how their how they match up, how they line up, so it can help you decide what's better for you. Including
this helped battery. This helped you in your search for a new phone?
No, because I already basically had my mind set to what I was going to get.
Gotcha.
It's just a question of getting it for the right price. But now that, once again, my floodgates are wide open to possibility, I'm going to try to use this kind of app and deduce what would probably be the best for me kind of thing. I'll say right now it's kind of still the Moto X or the LG G2. I'm not sure. Since I can't get the Nexus 5, you know, those are the two that are
the front runners. You're going to get another Moto X? Damn, son. Get the G2.
I know. I'm definitely thinking about it. But it's always good to have a Compare app. And this one's easy to remember, especially Mobile Compare is the name of it. More than a couple of the apps I brought in the past, the names made in hindsight no sense, and they were too hard to find in the app list.
Mobile Compare from Marketlytics.
Yeah. Next is a game that I'm shocked is free, I'm going to say, but it does have in-app purchases. It's by EA Mobile. It's called King of the Golf Course. I guess maybe they're distancing themselves from the name Tiger Woods. I don't know. Just maybe. This is a insanely good-looking but still yet cartoonish golf game. I like how you swing. It's basically swipe. So you swipe down, swipe up, bang. You hit the ball and, you know, pick the right club, give it the right power, get it in the hole. It's golf. There's not much to it.
Installed, man.
Yeah. And there's in-app purchases. You don't need them as far as I can tell. You get limited on the number of courses. If you want to experience more courses, pay up.
I went golfing yesterday and my golf ball never caught on fire the whole time. Like two of the screenshots on here, your golf ball's on fire.
Right.
Damn, Eric, you need to work on your game.
I do. Oh, my daughter beat me yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, man. That sounds pretty cool. Is she a good golfer?
We hope so. That's her ticket to ride college. No,
real golf or disc golf?
Huh? No, this is real golf. Yeah.
Let's talk about disc golf.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk a lot about that. We haven't talked about that enough.
Well, I went out. I actually played disc golf Monday. So, I used a new disc. It's called the Homie. That's the disc I used.
Tell us how many courses you have in your town.
I got two. I didn't get any hole in ones Monday. The bugs weren't too bad while I was out there. You know, that's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Cool.
They need more garbage cans though.
All right, Dory, go ahead. You're back to you.
Okay, this is a paid app that I've not tried because it's literally $10.
Ooh.
But I'm contemplating getting this as a gift for my son here soon. Castle,
it's Cody-ish.
It's a half a Cody.
It's a half a Cody. It's a co. That's all. It is official Disney game. And it's called Castle of Illusion. I gotta say, I looked at YouTube videos for this because there's no videos for some reason in the app market. This looks like a very good platformer-esque game.
Looks amazing.
Yeah. And all of the reviews, at least I've seen on YouTube and on the Google Play Store, have this rated really high. I'm not gonna say crazy high, but really high. So it might be one of those games. $10 spent, no in-app purchases, and then just let your kids go hog wild playing it.
Dude, this looks like it's worth $10. Easy.
Yeah. Well, I'll say major names like Disney have options to make. They can either put stuff out there and just put bank on the name recognition alone, getting downloads, or they can put investment into time making really good stuff. This is not called Mickey's Castle of Illusion or Disney's Castle of Illusion. It's called Castle of Illusion. So right there, it's losing some SEO. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But I think the quality of the game makes up for it.
It's kind of dark. Whatever happened to like Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, where things are happy? And this is,
I don't know.
It's kind of like a wizard, like a, what's that girl? I don't know.
Megan Fox?
Alice in Wonderland, I guess.
Some girl?
Alice in Wonderland kind of ish looking.
Yeah, it is Alice in Wonderland-ish.
Sure. You say so. Okay. The next app I'm going to bring here, I'm just looking at the price real quick. I guess it's free. I thought it cost money. It is called World's Hardest Platform 2. Okay. The game platformer. Starts. Yeah, I'm sorry. World's Hardest Platformer 2, the number 2, and it's by Fortune's Solace. It starts out.
Just that name alone is intriguing. That makes you want to download it. Like I feel challenged by it.
Yeah, And I will say this, the game starts out, there's nothing difficult about it. There's nothing, nothing even remotely difficult about it. By the third stage, you're going to die. By the fifth stage, you're going to die a lot. By the seventh stage, you're going to quit playing the game. I will say that it definitely ramps up in complexity and in difficulty quickly.
Jeez, it looks like it does.
Yeah. But I will say it's fun if you like pulling your hair out.
Dude. Oh my God, the last on the video, the last level looks impossible, but this dude's crushing it on there.
Well, I'll say to me, it seems like it's what it really is timing. That's all it really is. And just knowing the sweet spots and getting, because you're a square, everything else is a square. It's about getting directly on top of squares, which is the make or break. If you can do that, you can beat the game. Me? No, I had a hard time doing that.
Jeez, these levels look crazy. I love it. Oh my God.
Yeah. So with that, I'll then take it down a notch. Okay. Bring it back to the emulation side of the table. And it's called, I believe it's called Recast, R-E-I-C-A-S-T, Recast, a Dreamcast emulator. I'll say this. Sega as a company, I've had very mixed feelings about in through their history, but some of the best games I ever played were on a Sega Dreamcast. I will say
really?
That. Yeah, they had some really unique offerings, I'll say. They were the first ones I remember to do console online gameplay with a football game. And to be honest, they did it damn right. I had lots of fun playing that game. Really high reviews again on this one. Completely free, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm again looking at it in my siloed view of the game. Yeah, free, completely free. So if you remember the Sega Dreamcast with fond memories and your phone has a little bit of extra power, because my guess is this is not going to work on older phones. It didn't work too great on my phone. But if you have a more powerful phone or device, I definitely check out Recast Dreamcast emulator.
Okay. Looks awesome.
Yeah,
I never played Dreamcast, but it looks damn good.
Yeah, I never played Dreamcast either. I remember South Park talking about it. They wanted one, little kids, but...
No kidding. Interesting.
Okay, I'm going to bring another game I could not afford. $9.90, so it's 9 cents cheaper than the other game.
Than half a Cody?
Yeah, than half a Cody. So this is a little bit less than half a Cody. This is absolutely, positively not a phone game, but you can install it on a phone. You really want as big of a screen as possible for this. It's called Conquest of Elysium.
You got it.
Elysium 3. This is a third iteration, apparently. I never knew they had two of them before, but apparently they did. This was like a really good strategy. I think I'm saying that word wrong, too. Strategy game. Turn-based game. Really impressive graphics is what I'll say, and it looks like the gameplay itself is actually pretty good too. Weird reviews, only had 71 reviews, 59 of them are 5-star. That's a very high percentage of high reviews, I'll say that.
Is this the same Elysium as who is it? Matt Damon? Elysium?
I don't believe so. I don't think that was a sword and laser fantasy kind of knights and dragons kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, it did get great reviews.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I'm going to only bring one more. Apparently, this is the game week for Door. This is a game, again, that literally made me want to punch somebody right square right in the face. This game made me so mad because it's so easy and so simple, yet I completely suck at it. I like I literally felt like a mental invalid playing this game. Okay. It's called up, down, left, right. The point of the game is to hit up, down, left, right in that order. But there's a little beat and the beat doesn't change. Okay. This is easy. Bum, 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 bum. That's it. And you have to go up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right. But it's so finely tuned, you have to hit it in like that perfect millisecond of the beat or else you start back at zero. I think the highest I've gotten in this game is 3. Which is,
it's the same pattern every time because it doesn't look like that from the video.
Well, maybe you got to get above 3 for the pattern to change, but I could never get the pattern to change. Okay, that's how bad I was at this game. But I kept thinking to myself, wait a minute, no, come on. It's so simple. I mean, come on, a child can do this. And no, I could not get above 3 to save me. No matter what I did. Literally, I'm not going to lie, guys. I sat there for over half an hour.
Dor, it must be the phone then, because I could see like something that's not allowing you to click in real time, screwing it up. The guy on the video is crushing it at 63. He starts at 63.
But the first description line should make sense. Up there with Flappy Bird. Okay. The Flappy Bird video showed him getting into the hundreds easily. And every time someone picked up Flappy Bird to play it, they would get 2 or 3. You know?
I get you.
So that's my excuse. Mm-hmm. Don't crush me, Steve. Now, if you download it and play it and do better, don't tell me. Because
sounds like a challenge.
Because you'll
install.
You're going to hurt me.
Level 3, Bedore. So what you said? Level 3.
3 was the highest score I got. Ever.
I'm just going to say it like that, even though I know I'm probably not going to make it past 1, but
don't think like that. You're the gamer of the group.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's true.
And I'll say this. I literally have 7 more apps. They're all games. It seems like we've gotten to a plateau on Android where productivity, organization, mapping apps are on a decline and games are just blowing it through the roof. And I think it's because of the in-app purchase resonates more with gamers.
They're profitable.
That's what I think. It's not because Android's better for gaming or anything like that. It's just because that's where the money's taking.
I see.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to make an office productivity in-app purchase app.
Good luck.
If you get all your tasks done for today, you owe $3.
Okay. Good luck.
You can't use the letter S unless you buy an app purchase that opens that up.
Yeah, and then you can't use ER in combination without paying more money. And I will say this: if you take a look at my Google Plus stream, you will see I reposted one of the things from Google I.O. It's called Android TV. I posted the Android Dev TV box. It's literally the size of a big USB hub, and it comes with a gamepad controller. I think Google is reacting to the popularity of games where they can picture where Ouya failed, let's just say. They are going to be able to do it right. I'll say this. I think the biggest problem with Ouya is it was just too soon. It was just too soon. I don't think everything else was ready for this. Just interesting. And I'll say this. Steve has told me before in the past, if I have too many leftover apps, just feel free to do my own episode. Feel free to do Dor's weekly dump of apps kind of thing. I'm moderately tempted to start a weekly game Android thing just because there's so many games. And I'm going to tell you now, I have literally 7, at least 7, and this is without me really looking, 7 other game apps that all, I think, are worth talking about.
Wow.
Except for,
I say,
maybe,
do it, man.
Except for maybe
call it Doors Dump.
Maybe not Doors Dump. Maybe
you could share it with your friends.
Doors Digital Deluge or something. I don't know about dump.
There you go. It's much like, catchier.
Yeah. You know, for kids.
Oh man.
Doors Digital Deluge.
All right. Well, thanks for all the apps you guys brought. Killer. I like the Rapid Fire Friday. Say that five times fast. Rapid Fire Friday, Rapid Fire. You can't. Try it, Eric.
Oh, we've been invented a tongue twister. Rapid Fire Friday, yeah. Rapid Fire Friday. Yeah, that's a tough one, dude. Yes.
Huh. Sure. You want to try it?
RFF.
Nah.
Oh, he's stuck in Microsoft world.
He's a smart man.
You know how I roll.
Hey, we're going to end off. So it is Friday. So why don't we give the hosts their rightful plugs? Dora, what would you like to say to the folks before we end off?
I'm going to say thanks to everyone for their support, period. Thanks for the downloads. Thanks for everyone going to podnuts.com/Amazon. Thanks for everyone going to Podnuts and ordering the Technible Business Starter Kit. Thanks, everyone, for just doing whatever they can to support Podnuts. We're here for you. It's the bottom line. I really cannot thank everyone enough for the emails and the voicemails. I know we don't say it a lot, but that really helps us drive the show forward and just keep doing more stuff.
Absolutely. Eric, anything you want to say to the folks before we end off?
Thanks for the emails and voicemails. Keep them coming. That was very cool that Dor put that out there and everybody helped us out there. That was very nice. And especially if we're going to have a Wednesday full of voicemails and emails every Wednesday, we're going to need some support there.
That's voicemail Wednesday. Voicemail.
All mail. We've snail mail Wednesday too, if you want to do it that way.
Yeah.
We'll read your don't write too fancy of cursive. Because cursive's kind of dying. If you're gonna write us a letter, just kind of use print or type it. That's fine too. Check me out on Google+. And if you guys got app suggestions or something, and you're a little shy about voicemails and emails, hit us up on the Google+ and tell us what you like there too.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric, for getting a guest this week. I'm sorry. Thanks, Dor, for handling all the communication of the show. It's very helpful greasing the lines and making things run smooth. I do the editing for the most part, and I've messed it up this last week, so I'm sorry about that. But what the other guy said, thank you very much, you guys, for your input, voicemails, emails. We need more. It does give us, like, put our finger on the pulse of, you know, what you guys think the show, how you think the show is going. So keep sending them our way. Call 7076-PODNUT for a voicemail, aaa@podnuts.com for an email. Thank Dor. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, everyone, for listening. That's it. Have a great weekend, guys. Chill out. Have fun. Do something that makes you feel real good, whatever that may be. See you next week.